16, how do you read now?
Line clear.
Okay, go ahead with your question.
I'm trying to give you my impression of what they're going to be, the general approach to the burn. And we check out the Gimbal drive and the Gimbal trim. Then when we came in a B-40 to do it for the actual burn, we would go ahead and use the FCS Gimbal checks to verify all the Gimbals were properly hooked up. And we would bypass the flashing 202 with an inner, and we would just let the Gimbals go to trim, and everything else would be done normally.
Ken, I think your general impression's right. I guess we're not yet ready to commit ourselves to a set of procedures. We're going to have Stu take a look at it in the simulator here, and we'll come up to you later with some detailed procedures specifically for the burn.
Roger, I understand that. I just want to make sure I have a general understanding. Geez, we have to do some original thinking.
Roger, I think we concur with what you've said so far.
Okay, and the other thing that out of curiosity, if the guys in the back rooms, after they get through getting all the important things squared away, if they could kind of think some more about their list of things that cause this enable relay to change state, I'll compile a list of those things in case we come across something later on that we hadn't thought about.
Okay, Ken, we'll do that for you, and there's one last note here that prior to your P-52s, it'd be a good idea to align the GDC just prior to going in.
Yes, sir. I don't think I'll let that guy get very far away from us.
Roger. And Ken, I've got an update to the GNC checklist on page 9-4. Anytime you're ready to copy.
Okay, pencil in hand.
Okay, on page 9-4. Line 07, column A, line 07. Should read 76747. Line 11 should read 77552. Line 12 77756. Line 13 77307.
Page G9-4, reading down column A on line 7. I replace 77426 with 76747. On line 11, I replace 00214 with 77552. On line 12, I replace 77714 with 77756. Line 13, I replace 77446 with 77307.
That's correct, kid. And we've got, Ken, here some notes on this jet-on monitor EMP. We'd like to do a check on it at 5425. and I can read you up the procedure for that anytime you're ready to copy.
Go ahead.
Okay, at 5425 in the flight plan, we would like to add P20 option 5 in the LIM checkout attitude, noun 78, minus 09000, minus 03000, plus 25500, noun 79, plus 00050, noun 70, plus 00047. We will uplink the Geno monitor loads, and when the P20 maneuver is complete, you can do a verb 74 enter. And the P20 attitude that we've selected will be the attitude that you're already in, so there's actually not a maneuver involved here.
Okay, when you say when maneuver complete, does that mean that you would want us to maneuver to the LIM checkout attitude using P20? Or are you going to let us go over 49 to that, and then I'll call it up and bypass the maneuver, is that correct?
You can use the verb 49 for that, Ken.
Yeah, I understand. Verb 49, and then we'll call P20, and it should command the same attitude I'm in.
Yeah, that's a
problem. If I've gotten the 5018 the second time, then you want the verb 74 enter.
That's a problem. Coming up on an Omni switch 16, stand by.